Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
I think I may have shared some of this story with you earlier, but I found the details of it. I had read it, and I just shared it from memory. But I'm going to read from a book written by Jim Peterson, Evangelism as a Lifestyle. And he tells this story about two business associates. This person had come to faith in Christ. He says, "Remember that first time I stopped by your house? We were on our way someplace together, and I had a bowl of soup with you and your family. As I sat there observing you, your wife, your children, and how you related to each other, I asked myself, when will I have a relationship like this with my fiance? When I realized the answer was never, I concluded I had to become a Christian for the sake of my own survival." What a testimony. I had read that and I shared it from memory, but I mean, that speaks volumes in my life, and I hope in your life. And the question that I ask of me, and hopefully you'll ask of you, is, are there people in my life that have been in my home that would say the same thing? I pray so. But in order for that to happen, I think we have to be intentional about our love for Christ. I hope and I pray, my goal is that I am motivating me and you to be more intentional about using our home to represent Him well in all that we do. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.